portion that is calling us to worship on the coming Lord's Day is verses 17 through 19, and the portion that we are singing is verses 18 and 19. So we will especially focus there. Psalm 72, these are God's words. A psalm of Solomon. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure. Throughout all generations, he shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion from the sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow down before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries. The poor also, and him who has no helper, he will spare. The poor and needy, he will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be abundance of grain in the earth. On top of the mountains, its fruit shall wave like Lebanon. And those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. So one of the things I've discovered in preaching through the Psalms again at the prayer meetings is that often the of in the superscript of Solomon, of the sons of Korah, means written for them. There are a number of Psalms and the sections that are the ones that are titled or superscribed of the sons of Korah that almost certainly are written by David. And in this case, we have, at the end of the psalm, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Which, in the way the Spirit has caused the psalms to be preserved and collected, come to us in the scripture as a whole, comes at the end of book 2 of the Psalter being divided roughly into 5 books. But with the vast majority of the Psalms being, with David having written so many more of them than any other human author, it makes a fitting conclusion for the Psalter as a whole. Anyway, you can see as David writes this in response to the promise from 2 Samuel 7 about the forever king who would be descended from him, that he wanted Solomon to hear and sing and pray according to the picture of Christ that Solomon was supposed to be unto the people as a king. That he would be this merciful and just king, and that as God gave Solomon not only prosperity but also power over the enemies around, that he would give us a picture of how all of humanity one day will be subdued under the Lord Jesus Christ, and how the Lord Jesus as king among his people would then become a blessing to all the nations. And so we have hints at the fact that this is really about Christ, even as David has written this psalm for his son to pray and sing. But you have things like, as long as the sun and moon endure, in verse 5, and until the moon is no more, in verse 7. And the prophecy of Genesis 3, verse 15, highlighted in verse 9. Those who dwell in the wilderness will go on their bellies, will bow down before him, and dust they shall eat. His enemies will lick the dust, verse 9. And then we come to the portion that is calling us to worship on the coming Lord's Day. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. All good, all that is wonderful in heaven and on earth is done by our Lord. We do not credit or praise the secondary causes by which the Lord does good. We credit and praise him himself. And this is most of all seen when he himself comes and becomes a man. There is not a secondary cause, because Jesus is God, and God himself saves us directly by his own action, by his own incarnation, by his own obedience, by his own sacrifice, by his own resurrection, where he had authority to lay his life down, and he had authority to take it up again. And we see the Lord Jesus, the King, saving us and then taking his throne and subduing those whom he saved by faith under himself, so that we are not crushed enemies, but saved citizens and even joint heirs, adopted sons in him. And we say, God has done this all by himself. And so as the name of Jesus endures forever and men are blessed in him and all nations are call him blessed, verse 17, we respond, blessed be Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. He alone. This is the point of Ephesians chapter 1, that saving only by Christ, that even the choosing is something that God has done in Christ from before the foundation of the world. And so the believing comes by the work of God the Spirit, giving us life in Christ, to believe in Christ and be united to Christ. That's your catechism question for the week. The Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling, that this entire plan and accomplishing of our redemption in Jesus alone is, as the the phrase is repeated and the concept is repeated in Ephesians chapter 1, to the praise of God's glorious grace. And that's the relationship of verse 17 to verse 18 in the psalm before us. That as God shows himself to be the one who comes and saves and is our King, and is the one who gains the blessing for us, and in whom alone we can have that blessing, that we respond by praising God's glorious grace. Blessed be Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And then we respond to the praise of his grace by desiring that even now in our lives we would glorify him and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. So that as we live today, as you do your schoolwork, as you interact with each other rightly, as you refuse to respond to difficulties in your circumstance with a grumbling heart, what you're doing, what you must be doing, is saying, God has saved me by himself in Christ Jesus for the praise of his glorious grace, and I want to bring him glory in how I do my work, in how I do my school, in how I do my chores, and how I choose what to do with my free time if I have any, and in how I do the things that I chose to do with my free time, and how I don't repay evil for evil, but bless when I'm persecuted and do good to those who abuse me, so that our household would be transformed not by resolved rule following, although we should resolve to follow God's rules, but it would be transformed by the renewing of our minds in response to God's grace that makes us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Because you're not going to be in the whole earth today. But you are going to be at this table, and you're going to be in the living room, and you're going to be at your bedroom, and you're going to be in the fellowship hall, and you're going to be outside or wherever it is that you do chores. And you say, let this place where I am and this action that I do be filled with the glory of God, as he who has taken me from an enemy and made me a subject and a son or a daughter shows the glory of his grace by what he alone has done in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord grant that our life today and every day in this world would be so. And may he multiply that work so that the earth would be filled by not just the children of Adam and Eve, but the children of the last Adam, that they would be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth with his glory. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the promise of Christ and the guarantee that it would be fulfilled. We thank you for the way your Spirit carried David along to look forward to and know that promise. We thank you for giving him the fatherly wisdom and love for his son, wanting Solomon to have a clear vision of Christ and desire to fill the earth with that glory that displays Christ's kingship, Christ's righteousness, the blessedness that comes only in Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us now, as you have opened my heart and my mouth to address these, your children in this house, with the glory of Christ and the necessity of seeing and praising that glory and living in such a way as to show how glorious he is, how glorious is his grace. Grant to us, O God, to live unto that glory by that grace, so that the greatness and the glory of Jesus and his grace would be seen in how we respond now to you, in the way that we live this day. For we ask it in his name. And your children here say, Amen.